shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians called to a higher level of understanding will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Well, welcome everyone to another broadcast of Kingdom Identity Ministries. I'm Pastor Bob Jones. I'm sitting in for Mike Hallamore, and he's not feeling well, so your prayers if you would say some prayers for him for his health recovery, that would be just great. Kingdom Identity Ministries is at P.O. Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602. The phone number down there is 870-741-1119. They have a lot of material there. The most important, as far as I'm concerned, is the American Institute of Theology Bible course there that you can get. And I've always put this guarantee out because that's what I learned on the two seed line message, is that if you take this course and it takes you book by book through the scriptures, and you correspond and do some test questions and so forth. And once you get done with all of that, I guarantee you, you will know more than 99% of these phony pastors out here and the phony churches. And if not, I'll be happy to refund your money personally. So that's a pretty strong money-back guarantee. And I just do that, nothing to do with the Institute of Theology, that's how it is. That's what turned me around and got me from being brainwashed and brain dead about Christianity and the churches and the preachers and so forth. And as we're finding out in these later days here, that most of the Catholic priests out there, the Vatican is world pedophile headquarters. And that's a shame. I hate to say that because I was originally raised a Catholic, but facts are what they are. Anyway, tonight we're going to go into a great show. I have a co-host, Pastor James Wickstrom. Jim, are you on the line there?
Yeah, I sure am, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So we're going to get into a study here, and hopefully open folks' eyes about the end times here as to what's coming up, what you can expect. Let's take it away. Jim, do you want to start off with some passages we can read and so forth?
Yeah, you know, actually tonight, you know, you and I haven't been together in a long time, and it kind of reminds me tonight of a clock on the wall, you know, tick-tock, tick-tock. Every tick-tock brings us closer to Yahweh coming to do his cleansing, Bob.
Absolutely. Praise Yahweh. I wish he would have been here yesterday, but the sooner he gets back here for all the pure white race, the better.
Yeah, I want to thank you for inviting me tonight to, you know, be with you on this live radio broadcast. And you know, my prayers go out to Mike Hallamore, and for those in the listening audience, I surely would appreciate, in the name of Yahweh, our Christ Emmanuel, that you lift up prayers to Yahweh for Mike's recovery, too. He's a wonderful individual and has sacrificed a lot. He's been mainstream, steadfast in this truth, Bob, for a lot of years.
Yeah, both of you have for quite some time. The only other person out there that is anywhere near your caliber of you two guys is Clifton Emmaheiser. I'm kind of the new kid on the block. I only found out my true identity in 1995, but I've been preaching right along since that time, all the time, and had my own radio show on a couple of different stations. They wind up getting bought out by Jews, and then they kick us off, and because the last thing the Jew wants to have is the truth. As Yahweh says, you know, Satan, he's a liar and a deceiver. And so when any truth comes around, you know, he wants to get rid of that. And he operates through his children, who are the Jews, as we know.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I was on Talk Show for quite a while. I had 298 consecutive live broadcasts and archived, and they just up and shut me down like right now. 2 days later, they took away my PayPal from me. Took away my radio opportunity. I'm still looking for a radio outlet to get back out to lift up the name of Yahweh and talk to our people all over the world. But you know, when we talk about things that are happening in the world today, you'll notice that things are getting faster all the time. It's like the days are getting shorter, but the time is going by faster. I mean, you wake up in the morning and you turn around and you look at the clock and it's like 11:30, 12 o'clock at noon. You turn around and look again, Bob. It's like 5 in the evening and you say, where did the day go? I mean, things, if he said if he doesn't shorten the days and the time, you know, there's going to be problems. But you know, in the general epistle of Jude, and not Jew, general epistle of Jude, which is only one chapter, by the way. It is a very powerful book, and I enjoy reading it a lot because it is powerful and most revealing. And, of course, Bob, if you'd like to get into that, we can just take and, you know, take the name of God and put Yahweh in like we know it belongs there, because Father Yahweh's name in these 66 books was erased 6,800 times. They either put God or Lord or things like that in.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me, my online Bible here isn't working for something, so let me get to my actual scripture. Why don't you give out your information, Jim, so people can contact you? You have quite a lot of information for folks.
Well, my mailing address is Dr. James Wickstrom, Wickstrom, P.O. Box 308, Linwood, Linwood, Michigan, 48634, U.S. of A. My email is drjameswickstrom@gmail.com. My blog site is www.jameswickstrom.com. I have two positions on YouTube. One is Arcodius, which is spelled A-R-C-O-D-E-A-U-S. I have a 165 full presentation lectures up there. There'll be another one up by no later than Tuesday evening of this come in 2 days here. I have another one called Arcodius Reloaded. That's two words on YouTube also. And they're up there for you 24/7, 365 days a year. I have about 500,000 views now with approximately somewhere in the neighborhood, Bob, of 3,500 subscribers.
Yeah, you're doing a great job. I would tell all you folks out there that Pastor Mike Hallamore and Pastor Jim Wickstrom, as I said earlier, they're both full-time pastors. And Kingdom Identity Ministries, they have the American Institute of Theology course, which is the best course I've ever found for a beginner to learn the scriptures as to what it truly is. And it just takes you book by book through there. Also, Kingdom Identity Ministries is the keeper of all the Bertrand Comparet and Wesley Swift material, among other material, but primarily those two. Lorraine Swift, I knew personally and saw her on her deathbed, but I knew her way before that. And so she felt safe in turning over Wesley Swift's materials, both books and tapes and so forth to Mike Alamore. Jim Wickstrom, he has just endless supplies of stuff that's very advanced and so forth. So between the two of them, folks, please support both of these ministries. They have a tremendous amount of data, all the data you would ever need to really understand Yahweh's true word as told through the prophets in the older scripture and his disciples in the newer scriptures, because we all know that Yahweh was Yahshua in a flesh body, or God was Jesus Christ in a flesh body for you new folks. And so that information is out there. I do not have any material other than a lot of guys have recorded information that we've done in radio shows over the years and sent me copies of it and so forth. But I'm a part-time pastor, as it were. I still work for a living, as it were. But so I don't take any tithes, and I highly suggest, and more importantly, Yahweh suggests, that you tithe both the great teachers that are, you know, teaching his true word, not the phony Catholic Church or the phony Protestant churches, or, you know, not to say that some of those ministers in there are bad. They just been taught wrong. And if you've been taught wrong, how can you turn around and teach right? You're just going to parrot, you know, the wrong stuff over and over. And that's the problem, because all these preachers are taught in the seminaries, which are better called cemeteries, and they're all run by Jew rabbis who, you know, pick and choose. One friend of mine, he made the best statement. He says these preachers in the churches, they're really 70-30 preachers. They preach 30% of the scripture, and most of it's not as important, because certain scripture passages are more important than others. And they leave out 70%. So how are you going to learn scriptures there? Most churches have 52 sermons for the year and another two for Christmas and Easter. And that's it. And they just keep repeating the same thing over and over again. And nobody learns the true word of Yahweh. If you want to learn the true word of Yahweh, you have to read the scriptures. And so anyway, let's get on with the show here. And we're in Jude. You want me to start?
You go right ahead.
Okay. The letter of Jude. Jude, the servant of Yahshua and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by Yahweh the Father, are preserved in Yahshua and called mercy unto you and peace and love he multiplied.
And now this is interesting, because he's talking to the Israelites here. He's talking to his fellow Israelite people here. He's not talking at this time to i.e. Christians. He's talking to our people on a racial plane. This is who he's addressing, because see, Father Yahweh in the flesh, Emmanuel, commanded that his disciples and apostles are to go only unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the man once called Jacob, and that is confirmed and witnessed in chapter 10 of the book of Matthew. And then, of course, the Father himself in the flesh said, I come only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the man, you know, and all of these other things. So this is who Judas is talking to at this time. Because he's saying, mercy unto you and peace and love and be multiplied. Go ahead, Bob.
Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints.
Now, this is powerful. Because if you go to the last two Psalms in the book of Psalms, you will see that the saints only ever were related to the Israelites, the descendants of Israel, the man, the last two chapters in the book of Psalms. Not the Catholic saints, okay? Of course, we're in around AD 66 here. You know, Constantine hadn't set up that bastardized church yet of stone, wood, and clay, all right, and killed all the martyrs and the sages and burned their scripts and their books and everything. But I just wanted to fill in that the saints, the only place you're going to find the truth of who the saints on this earth are is to go to the last two chapters of the book of Psalms, and it says that Yahweh's saints are his people Israel, Bob.
Absolutely. So I'll continue. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of Yahweh into lasciviousness and denying the only God, our Father, Yahshua.
Now here we got the people coming in, okay? Certain men, they crept in of old. Now these are Yehudi Shatan. These are mongrels. These are people who do not sit at Yahweh's table. You could also relate to this also as Judeo-Christianity, or the Baptist, the Mormon Church, the Catholic Church, or any of the 3,200 Judeo-Christian so-called religions, all right? These men crept in unawares who were before of old to this condemnation. See, it's a condemnation against these people here. And they were ungodly. They were not with Yahweh. They were coming in. They crept in to deceive the people.
I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that Yahweh, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not.
And that's coming again. That's coming again because Father Yahweh said he's going to prune his racial tree of the descendants of Israel the man, who are today the pure white European men, women, and children and nations of the earth who have turned away from him. You know, I know you yourself have witnessed to, oh my gosh, hundreds if not thousands of people, and you try and tell them that you have the greatest news for them in their entire life. And they say, what's that? I'll say, well, do you know that you're an Israelite? Are you a pure European stock? Absolutely. I'm German or I'm French or I'm Scandinavian. Well, I said, you are a living son of the Almighty Yahweh God. You're an Israelite. Boy, and they look at you and they want to fight you, Bob. They don't want to be a son of Yahweh or a daughter of Yahweh. They want to be a Catholic or a Lutheran or a Presbyterian or a Unitarian. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, or some second-class citizen called a Gentile or Goyim.
And that they believe not. They don't want to believe in Yahweh. They don't want to obey his commandments and statutes and ordinances and things like that.
Yep. And many of them, as they say, are stiff-necked and backsliding. Stiff-necked that they think they know it all, and backsliding that they always turn from Yahweh and follow Satan and his kids of Jews and their 50-lane highway with all the bells and whistles of sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And they just go right down that path and go astray.
Well, Yahweh said, you know, those that don't believe in me, all right, he said, in that day, I wish you'd be hot or cold. If you're going to be hot, love me with all your heart and all your substance. Or just be cold and hate me. But then he put in, for I shall spew out even the lukewarm. Now, when he said, I wish you'd love me or you'd be hot or cold, I will even spew out the lukewarm. Now, these are the people out there that don't have Yahweh in their heart and in their mind. They have his name in their mouth, and they're going along to get along. That's about what it is. But they're going to find out that Yahweh is going to turn their back on him because they don't go to the feast. They don't help his teachers. They want to deny that Father Yahweh has come in a flesh body born of a virgin. They want to say that Isaiah the prophet in chapter 7 and 9 was a liar, and he is not a liar. They want to say that John was a liar in the book of John, of which I hope we can get to before this broadcast study orientation is over with, okay? And these are the people, Okay? They want to say that the Father, Yahweh in the flesh body, is the Son of God. You got so-called identity teachers out there trying to tell people that this Jesus is the Son of God, but he's not Yahweh, okay? And this is error. This is terrible error that has come into the identity movement, and that's what Jude was talking about when he said these certain men crept in unawares who were of before old ordained to this condemnation. So there's going to be a real hot time in the old town tonight. And you know, Bob, we've talked about this for years. You and I have been friends for over a quarter of a century. You know, Father Yahweh isn't playing any games here. When he comes, you know, it's going to be a real horrendous day, an awakening for the entire surface of the earth.
Gotcha. Moving on, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day.
They're not being spared either. Ever since they come down and did their thing, he's got them in chains. They're going to be destroyed. They're going to be totally destroyed. They're not going to be give them another chance or you know, let's pray about it or stuff like this. No, the Father's going to put the axe to the root right there.
Yeah. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire.
That is correct. No, you see, you go into the book of Psalms again. It wasn't just Sodom and Gomorrah. It was Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, and Zeboiim, one of the filthy, fornicated cities to the north, the east, the west, and the south. There were four cities that brought havoc and brimstone down Yahweh did upon them, all right? Now, you know, it's
kind of
interesting.
Like New York, Chicago, L.A., and Louisiana, New Orleans. Right?
Yeah, or Miami, or, you know, Newark, New Jersey, or where, Detroit. That's absolutely giving themselves over to fornication. Now, this fornication can go in many different directions. It can go eating bad food. It can be race mixing, adulterating the blood, which was the commandment, do not adulterate, which was do not adulterate the blood and bring forth mamzers or mongrels into the earth, okay? And also, it can go into the homosexuality and this terrible plague that is now upon the entire earth, of which, you know, the Jews love. Hollywood loves it. It's full of it. And the schools are getting loaded with it. And Father Yahweh isn't happy with this. And going after strange flesh are those that are not of your race to mongrel your seed.
Verse 8, likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities.
Absolutely, they're dreamers. These are Obama's dreamers. That's like these dreamers that want to come into this country, or they're in America, 700,000, and they think they're citizens and they have all kinds of rights. They don't have any right whatsoever. Number one, they don't have a right being here because they're criminal illegals, okay? They don't have any right even to be here, these filthy dreamers. And they despise dominion, they despise the laws of the Republic of these United States of America, and not only that, they speak evil of the dignitaries, of the senators and congressmen that say, we don't want you, you know, and we don't want the 15 to 20 million illegal criminal Mexicans in America either. You know, and this is what this is all about right now, is verse 8 of the book of Jude. You can bring it right up to speed in the world today. You can talk about Germany's in the same problem, Scandinavia, France, Italy, Iceland to a minimum degree, all right, Spain. because we're talking now about the nations of Israel, the man, because there were to be 12 nations in the earth as 13 tribes. The 13th tribe are the Levites, or the teachers, that would be scattered among the nations to teach Father Yahweh's history and laws and everything else.
Verse 9, yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, Yahweh rebuke thee.
That's right, and we rebuke all these shatan, Jew-shatan, okay, Yahudi-shatan, all these Esau Edomites, all right, people call them Jews. Jew is a synonymous word. Let's get this straight out there in history land and authenticity of language and speaking of names and everything else, like you say, historicity, okay, because what we're doing at now is that Michael is the archangel of war. He is the archangel of war, is Michael. And it's going to be a battle down on this earth. It's not going to be pretty. And Yahweh says, rebuke thee, because Satan wanted something to do with the body of Moses. Please continue.
Verse 10, but these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beast, in those things they corrupt themselves.
That's right. They are not part of the family of Israel, the man, the 12 white, pure European nations of people, men, women, and children on this earth. Remember, all the nations would come through the loins of Abraham, through Isaac, as the covenant was given to Isaac, and then down from Isaac to Jacob. Jacob's name was turned to Israel. He had 12 sons. He had one daughter, Diana. But the 12 sons were all born on different months. And this is very important because it totally fulfilled the circle as representing the heaven as it is on the earth. So you see, this is where we're at. The Jews say, oh, we're Israel. Well, you know, this is interesting. Oh, they are? Well, let's stop them just for a second here, Bob, and discuss that. Oh, what tribe are you from? Well, what do you mean? I'm a Jew. I said, I know what you are. I said, you're a devil. But I said, you say you're an Israelite, but what tribe do you represent? Couldn't say it. He couldn't answer it because they don't know. They have buffaloed everybody by thinking they're I.E., Yahweh's children, and they're not, because Father Yahweh in a flesh body told everyone exactly who they are in John 8:44, that they're the children of Satan. And the works That's of exactly their father right. they do, right?
Yeah.
So,
go ahead.
So what we have here, they are brute beasts. And the reason that the whole world is in suffering and travail, awaiting for the manifestations of the sons of Yahweh in all of his 12 nations on the earth, is because of Judeo-Christianity. And Judeo-Christianity are nothing but secondhand Catholics, is what they are. They branched off from the Catholic Church with Luther. That's what they did. Luther took a lot of their pagan feasts with them, such as Easter and Christmas and all these other things. He did a couple things. They stopped worshiping idols and the priest or whoever they could marry and have children and things like that. But Luther also knew that the Jews were the children of Satan, and he taught that. So you see, it all goes back to Constantine. It goes back to Constantine, and it goes back to the evil of what they call organized religion. Yahweh has nothing to do with the politics of man, the laws of man, or religion of the laws of religion on this earth.
And I've mentioned many times that Yahweh has 759 laws in the scripture, divided into commandments, statutes, ordinances, and the judgments for breaking those. 26 of those are the death penalty. And Isaac Asimov, the Jew science fiction writer, he wrote a book called The Book of Facts, which obviously, I'm sure that's not a book of facts, but he, in number one under there in law, he made an interesting observation. And he said, every year in America, between federal, state, county, and municipalities, there's 150,000 new laws created and 2 million regulations every year, year after year after year. So there's millions and millions of laws created by man at the federal, state, county, and municipalities, and then untold millions, might even be in the billions by this day, with regulations. And when you add it all up, they're all against Yahweh's law, because the only one that has the right to make law is Yahweh, not man. And then when you look at that, it's been said that, and somebody figured this out, however true it is, but it's probably pretty close to truth. He said, if you woke up in the morning in your own house and you had all three square meals that day in your own house, and you didn't go outside, and then you went to sleep at night, during that whole day, you broke at least 35 different laws.
So, you know, and it's interesting, the fathers
got 700. Other than Jew law, we're all criminals.
Yeah, Yahweh has 759 laws for our race, for the pure white European men, women, and children who are the true Israelites, the blood descendants of Israel, the man once called Jacob. And yet you go down to a county courthouse and you go into the law library and there's all these books of rules and ordinances and regulation and the laws of men that are in there, when actually all you need up in one little section on a shelf is the 759 laws for the preservation of our race, of our society, of how to be safe, how to be prosperous, how to respect one another, and everything else that Father Yahweh has given to us. All the other books should be taken out and burned in the name of Yahweh.
Yeah, and folks don't realize that in the old days, and sometimes you'll see this in old movies, when the judge would walk into a court, he would have a Bible with him, or scriptures, parchments as you like to call them, scriptures I like to call them, Bible is what the Catholics call them, and but anyway, he would bring in that book, and he would open it up, and they'd bring the case before him, and he'd look up in the rule book there, in the law book, as to which law, if the guy was found guilty, and then he would pass a judgment on there. But the reason the people stood up when the judge entered the court wasn't respect for the judge. It was because the book that the judge was carrying, that was the law book by Yahweh through the prophets and the disciples, and that's where he found, you know, the punishment and the breaking of the law and so forth, and so that's why it was all laid out there. Nowadays, you got the most corrupt, goofy system you can imagine, appeals courts, you got, you know, Jew judges, Jew lawyers, Jew prosecutors. They all go back in the room, cut a deal with the judge in the judge's chambers. That's where the money passes. And, I mean, it's a, talk about a kangaroo court. It's just an absolute joke. But we're getting off track. Let me get back on here. So Yahweh says in verse 11, woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsaying of Kor. Verse 12.
And that's right. They have gone in the way of Cain. And all these people are out here that go to Judeo-Christianity in their polluted religion, all right, have been brainwashed, have been really robbed and prostituted, is what they have in religion, because Cain seduced Eve, okay? Eve was seduced by Satan, and brought forth Cain, who is of the wicked one, it says in the books of 1 John. And the Cain seed line lineage goes down to who you call Jews today. They have all ran greedily after the error and then of Balaam. Well, Baal means Lord. And they're in their brick and their wood and their stone so-called churches, calling on Baal all the time, week after week, praising the Lord and calling on the Lord, when it means they ran greedily after the error of Balaam. for reward. And that's why Father Yahweh is going to prune his racial tree, and two-thirds, one-third is only going to come through the fire after Yahweh's done, Bob.
That's correct. I wanted to give out, we'll try to take a couple of calls towards the end of the hour. This time just goes by as fast as can be. We're already past the halfway point. For those who would like to call in and ask a question, the toll-free number is area code 678-949-5091. Again, 678, area code 949-5091. So getting back to this, verse 12, and I hope we can get through at least Jude here before we take some calls. These are spots in your feast of charity. When they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds that are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots.
You know, and there you are. You know, the feast of charity. You know, they have their phony Easter with their phallic worship of a rabbit laying eggs and everything like that, coming through the Catholic Church and emerged into Judeo-Christianity and along with the Baptists and all the rest of them. These are the feast of a man's religion. Has nothing to do with Father Yahweh. Father Yahweh has three feasts that his race is to go with every year. Racial feast, which is the feast of Passover. Okay, the Feast of Pentecost, 50 days later, and then in the fall, the Feast of Tabernacles, to celebrate when he tabernacled, which was in the fall, when he came in a flesh body from his mother's womb and tabernacled in the flesh with his race on this earth as their King of Kings.
Verse 13, raging waves of the sea, foaming out of their own shame. Wandering stars, to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever.
That's right, because there you are again. These people don't want Yahweh. They don't want to hear about Yahweh, even his own people, the pure white European men, women, and children. They want it their way. They want rock and roll and professional, i.e. football and basketball and baseball and everything, just like today. I mean, oh my gosh, everyone had to watch the game. You know, that game of football is no different than sitting down playing a game of checkers. I mean, there's nothing there, and they get all excited and hemped up and humped up, and this is what it's all about. They're like waves of the sea foaming out their own shame, like wandering stars. They don't understand our history of our country. I've always said that if there was a course that has to be taught in America, it's geography. And also, again, to teach the young people respect and dignity, that they are white, pure European men, women, and children, and that we are the sons and daughters in the flesh of the Most High Yahweh Christ Emmanuel, Bob.
That's right. And everybody out there needs to realize that to whatever degree you are, and I have been, and Pastor Wickstrom was, and Pastor Mike Hallamore, in our youth as we grow up, we're brainwashed and we're hypnotized by the Jew world and the Jew controlling all the features of banking, of the legal profession, the phony medical profession, the politics, the fake news media, as Donald Trump calls it, and all these corporations that sell you things you don't need for more than what you can afford to pay.
And boy, that electric toilet really hurt our race. That television, that electric toilet,
yeah,
has really hurt our race.
Yeah, TV stands for Talmud Vision, is what
right.
I like to call it. Anyway, moving on, verse 14, and Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, Yahweh cometh with 10,000 of his saints.
Oh, boy.
To execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him.
Against him, against Father Yahweh. And he said, in that day, you knew not me, and I don't know you either. And he's going to take these preachers out here where the poison comes flowing off their pulpits every week with their indoctrination of lies of Judeo-Christianity by lying to their congregations that the so-called Jews are God's chosen and that Yahweh Emmanuel in the flesh was a Jew. And if you say anything against the Jews, the Almighty Father's going to curse you. Look at our country. Look what they've done to our country. They've stole our gold and silver. They've destroyed our industrial production. They give it to communist countries. They have brainwashed the children, and they've done everything ungodly that you can speak about. And the majority of our race goes right along to get along with them all the time. They're herded like cattle right into that old stone, wooden, a metal building called a church of man, a religion of man. Father Yahweh said his church is not made of wood, stone, or clay. It is not a corporation, 501c3. His church are his people, the descendants of Israel, the man, who today are the pure white European men, women, and children, and nations of the earth.
Yeah, and realize, folks, that the Jew poisons the water, poisons the air, and poisons all your processed foods, and even your fresh fruits and vegetables are sprayed with all sorts of insecticides and pesticides. Even your meat is injected with growth hormones and antibiotics. And then you eat that stuff, and then over time you get sick, and then you go to the Jew doctor, the mad doctor is what MD stands for, and they do the cut, burn, and poison routine, especially the poison, because the medical profession is all controlled by the drug companies, which were all set up by the Rockefellers long ago, who are employees of the Rothschild family. Anyway,
and isn't it interesting? And isn't it interesting, this flu outbreak that's taken place, I have had reports come into me from people. There's over 40,000 people have died of this flu. They're not admitting to it is what it is. But isn't it ironic, Bob, that all over Canada and all over the United States within a period of 48 hours, everyone come down with this flu across two entire countries. They just came down with this flu symptoms within 24 hours. Well, you know what was up above the clouds. They probably had an Air Force fleet up there of about 40, 50, 60, could have been 100, chemspraying, these chemtrails, unloading all this flu and all this sickness down upon the people to weaken the people so the people would remain weak and sick and wouldn't resist.
Verse 16, these are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage.
Oh yeah, they want the materialism. They want to be known in the marketplace. Oh, here I am. Oh, this is Father Harris over here. Father Yahweh said, you call no man father. You have but one Father which art in heaven, and Yahweh is his name. So that is all Antichrist over there. People go in these confession booths and speak to these individuals. Half of them are queers anyway. And then they pass all that information to the intelligentsia of the Catholic Church, so they got the goods on all these people. And then they keep them in fear that if they die and they go to purgatory, of which our race can't, our Father conquered death on the cross of Golgotha. Then they got them in purgatory for a few years and have the people buy all kinds of rosaries and candles.
That's a Catholic halfway house.
That's exactly right. And up here in the wintertime in north central Michigan, the Catholics got grave blankets. They put grave blankets to keep them warm down in purgatory with lights on their tombstone so they can read the paper down there.
Verse 17. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before the apostle of Yahshua.
Now beloved means the Israelites. Now Judah's talking back to the beloved ones, the ones that love Yahweh, the ones who are proud of their race and who they are, which would be the pure white Europeans on the earth today.
Verse 18, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lust. Verse 19, these are they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit.
They do not have the Spirit. They are not of Israel. Father Yahweh said of his people, ye are bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, blood of my blood, and spirit of my spirit. These are my sons and daughters upon my earth, saith Yahweh. Do you see here? They have separated themselves. They do not have the Spirit. And that word Spirit is capitalized, which means they're not of our race, and they're nothing but a bunch of troublemakers and mockers. And this again is Judeo-Christianity. This is the political box of man, laws of man, and it is the religious box of man, coming through Constantine, that this is who these mockers are.
Verse 20, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit. Verse 21, keep yourself in the love of Yahweh, looking for the mercy of our Father, Yahshua, unto eternal life. And verse 22, and of some have compassion, making a difference. Verse 23, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Verse 24, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy.
Now hold on, before you get into verse 25, this is one of the most powerful verses in the entire writings of Jude. This is very revealing and witnessing. Go ahead, Bob.
Verse 25, to the only wise Father, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
That's right. For the only wise Yahweh, our Savior. You see, Jude knew that our Father came in a flesh body, that Christ Emmanuel walking in a flesh body on this earth, that Yahweh, our Savior, be glory and majesty, because he's King of Kings, dominion and power, now and forever. So people who try and say that Christ was the Son of God, no, he wasn't the Son of God, okay? You don't have God Senior and then God Junior down here, okay? Father, the Christ Emmanuel, God with us, Yahweh with us. And there is a powerful witness right here that can take you to the book of John. We can go there if you'd like. We got 12 minutes therein. But you see, the only wise Yahweh, our Savior, known also as the living God.
And I would also say that when the angel came to Mary and told her she was with child, he says, you shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God among us, not the Son of God among us. And then also doubting Thomas after the resurrection, he said to Yahshua, he said, show us the Father. And he looked right at him, Yahshua, and he said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. It doesn't get any clearer than that, but the Catholic Church has brainwashed and hypnotized the people. And then the Protestant churches have picked that up and continue doing that because they're all controlled by the Jesuits. That's why the Jesuits were created, to infiltrate. Since they couldn't stop the people leaving the Catholic Church and forming their own churches, they came up with a plan B. They tried to kill them all, and they would have the kings and princes and potentates say, hey, this guy's a heretic, kill him. But after a while, they said, hey, we're killing off our tax base, too. This is a money scam, just like yours is a money scam. The church is, the government's a money scam. They're both scams. And he said, you know, we can't keep killing our tax guy, our tax payers, so you got to come up with another plan. So plan B was to create the Jesuits, which would infiltrate all of the Protestant religions and work their way up the top and then slowly start taking over first the money line and then slowly start changing the teachings. And so virtually, as you've said many times, all the Protestant churches are secondhand Catholic churches. And that's what you have. The Catholic Church was the going from Rome, the Roman Empire, to the Holy Roman Empire. They just changed from being a government to being a religion.
And you know what? The Pope today, even today, the Pope today wears the same gown or garment that Caesar wore.
And he wears a yarmulke, too.
Yeah. Now, here's
the anyway, we have a call coming in.
Yes.
Let's take the call and see what we can do. This is from, it says Ord, Nebraska. Please, I don't know who you are. It doesn't identify you on here, but, go ahead. Can you hear me?
I'm thinking that yarmulke you just mentioned is the, subject of my question because, is that hat that the Jews and the Catholics wear?
Yeah, that's the small one. That is, kids, we used to have a little propeller on it, but without the propeller, it's called the yarmulke.
Well, I was wondering why do they both wear the same kind of a hat? The Jews and the Catholics.
The Jews control the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church started with lukewarm Christians and the first Jews for Jesus crowd. And they got together, and slowly the Jews took over the Catholic Church. And right now it's run by a Jesuit who's a Jew. And the last couple of popes were Jews also.
Rothschild took over the Catholic treasury back when, Bob?
It was 1825. Rothschild, they saw his power, his banking power, taking over the whole world and everything. So the Catholics were thinking about, you know, how to take this guy out. But Rothschild, he had all of his, spies, cause you gotta have, you know, knowledge and intelligence is, you know, the top thing. And so he went to the Catholics and he told them, he said, look, in so many words, he says, look, you have no army, you know, so there's nothing, that you can do. And I control all the armies of Europe because I control all the kings who have the armies. And so, you know, we're going to, if you want to be the one world, it's going to be a one world government. You guys can be the one world religion, but you got to go along to get along. And so they said, yep, okay, we'll do that. And that's what happened.
And that yarmulke that they wear is totally contrary to the law of Yahweh God. Father Yahweh said, if you cover your head when you pray and talk to him, he won't hear you. If your head is covered, he will not hear your supplications in prayer. So I suggest to people, and it's right in this book, these 66 books, if you want to open up communications with Father Yahweh on supplications or prayer or just talk to him because he can hear you no matter where you're at, make sure you men that your heads are not covered. Right, Bob?
That's right. I wanted to give out, before the show comes to an end here, because I don't know how much more time we have.
We have 7 minutes.
Kingdom Identity Ministries, P.O. Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602. And the phone number is 870-741-1119. The website is www.kingidentity.com, kingidentity.com. If you go there, you'll see a very extensive website that has the American Institute of Theology Bible course. You have many books and tapes and Bible references that you can find there. And it's just a whole host of information. This is where I cut my teeth, is at the American Institute of Theology course. Of course, when I did it, it was taken over by another pastor who was down in San Diego. And then when he passed on, he gave the American Institute of Theology Bible course to Kingdom Identity Ministries. And I would also say pray for Pastor Mike Hallamore that he recovers well and gets back in action here, and that Yahweh doesn't take him, because we need more pastors out there that will read the scripture and then have the guts to get out there and preach the truth. This is a very unpopular message, because we're telling the truth and it's all in the scriptures. And so I just want to put that out there so that, you know, you folks take advantage of this. And Pastor Wickstrom, he has just an unbelievable amount of data that you can get, books that you won't be able to find elsewhere, books that he's written and that he's got that are translated from other languages into English and so forth. Between the two of them, it's a 1-2 punch, so that you can really sink your teeth into and find out what the truth is in the scripture besides reading it. But if you want to find out what is in Yahweh's word, you want to know what Yahweh has plans for, what has happened, so on and so forth, you're only going to find it in the scriptures, folks. You're not going to find it in the phony Jew-controlled churches. And I would tell everybody, you know, first and foremost, you better get straight with Yahweh, because we are in the end times. You better learn his word. You don't want to, you know, be 70, 60, 70, 80 years old and pass on and you say, well, I just didn't have time to read the scripture and understand it. I was reading a TV guide a lot and the newspapers and, you know, Harry Potter and all this other nonsense that people read. Jim, you wanted to, we got time to take a short shot at, the book of John?
St. John, chapter 1. That would be great if we can move to it. I have a feeling we can get it. It's verses 1 to 14 in the book of St. John, or the Gospel according to St. John. All I'm asking you to do is change the word Word, which is capitalized, to Yahweh, and the name God to Yahweh. And because we're short on time, but please listen to what he's going to say now to substantiate what Jude told you, that Yahweh is our Savior. Bob, why don't you go ahead and take it. Just turn that word, capitalized, to Yahweh when you go through 1 to 14.
Okay. In the beginning was Yahweh, and Yahweh was God, and Yahweh was God. The same was in the beginning with Yahweh. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. There was a man sent from Yahweh, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light.
That was John the Baptist. Yes.
John the Baptist. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own.
To his Israelite people.
And he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of Yahweh, even of them that believe on his name.
His name.
Which were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of Yahweh. And Yahweh was made flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. The words in parentheses, if you're following along in the King James, those are put in by the translator, so I don't read those. Those are like side notes.
That's right. So the Word was made flesh and came unto his own, the Israelites. This is very important because this is a racial message, not a religious message. These 66 books that you call the Bible, the parchments, the scriptures, is totally racial. Father Yahweh abhors the religion of man and the politics or the law of man, Bob. And this is why there is such a great differentiation between those who know who Yahweh is, His name, those who call upon His name. His name isn't Lord, it isn't God, His name isn't Jesus, His name isn't Christ. Those are titles. His name is Yahweh, Bob.
That's right. And with that, we're going to end the show. Please again, pray for Mike Callimore. And last time, his address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, P.O. Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602. Phone number is 870-741-1119. And you can get that at www.kingidentity.com. Pastor Wickstrom, I thank you very much and praise Yahweh. And I thank you for coming on the show and helping us better understand the scriptures. And I think we all understand the book of Jude now, and it's not a Jew book. It's a book of Yahweh written by one of His disciples.
Yeah, thank you very much, and I appreciate being your guest tonight, Bob. Yahweh bless.
Yahweh bless you.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message and that you are fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a
CD
of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our cost plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas, 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.